Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hello, I'm Brian Cox.
I'm Robin Ince. The Infinite Monkey Cage is back and we are starting the series with a whole show about trees with Dame Judi Dench. What else we got, Brian?
We're going to do What a Gas with Mark Miodovnik. Unexpected Science History with Rufus Hound. I don't know what he knows about unexpected science history.
Well, that's unexpected thing. He hasn't got a clue.
No, I'm hoping we're having some experts on there. Exploring with Annika Rice.
No, that's just one of your dreams. The other night I dreamt I was exploring with Annika Rice. And also Alien Life in Glastonbury with Chris Lintott.
Yeah.
Infinite Monkey Cage.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hayley Mortimer, and for this week's edition of Assignment here on the BBC World Service, I'm in a busy marketplace in the Gambia, West Africa. It's December the 17th, 2022, just before 9:30 a.m. A charity has received intelligence that a newborn baby is going to be handed over to traffickers here today. A team of volunteers position themselves amongst the congested alleyways, watching and waiting, looking for anything suspicious. Within minutes, two men are spotted walking towards a basket left lying on the ground, covered with a golden blanket. The volunteers start shouting as one of the men grabs the handle and begins to run. As they reach out to grab him, the man drops the basket and disappears into the crowd. Nestled inside, a newborn baby girl. They name her Maria. It means a miracle.
It was probably one of our highlights for the year, rescuing her, and it was just really a needle in a haystack type of situation.
Adam Whittington, the CEO of a charity called Project Rescue Children, or PRC.
A one-day-old baby that our awesome team rescued. She's doing so well, and she's going to be completely taken under PRC's wing.
I was working on another documentary about child protection in the Gambia when I first came across PRC posters stuck to a wall near the beach. Curious, I searched the name online and found Adam and all of his videos. He's a former police officer who posts horrific and heroic accounts of saving children from the worst situations imaginable.
Wife, and they then chopped him up in pieces in front of his girls.
To find that their children have been kidnapped and sacrificed, it's a dreadful situation.
I'll also confirm now everything I state is factual, as in all my posts and videos.
I was so impressed by what I'd read about his charity's work on the ground in the Gambia that I asked him to be part of the documentary I was making. We spoke on the phone for nearly an hour, and he seemed interested. But when Adam suddenly changed his mind and blocked me from following him online, I was disappointed and also really confused. My search to find out why has led to the programme you're listening to now, one he has tried desperately to block from being broadcast. He has a habit of threatening those who challenge him.
I tell you now, I swear on my kids, I'm taking you to court. PRC is taking you to court. So I hope you have a lot of money, because you're not going to get away with this. You are a two-faced snake.
Using Adam Whittington's social media posts as a guide, I've followed him around the world to try to find the truth behind his unbelievable tales.
Possible sighting.
Hayley, I think that's her.
Tales that not only gained him and his charity hundreds of thousands of followers, but also hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations.
At Project Rescue Children, we exist to rescue victims of child trafficking and exploitation.
PRC is a global organisation working, and I quote, to save vulnerable children from exploitation. It's hard to keep up with the work they do. They're always posting updates from new countries. Cambodia, Myanmar, Romania, Ukraine, Afghanistan, the list goes on. Their work sounds impressive. Rescuing children from traffickers, apprehending paedophiles, and running child rescue centres, where they say they support survivors through a sponsorship programme.
We just announced the other day we're going into the Gambia. Unbelievable
abhorrent things that are happening to the children.
Adam Whittington is the head and face of PRC. His updates are unlike anything I've seen from a charity working with children. They include detailed descriptions of sexual abuse, and he posts graphic photographs.
Paedophiles are going in droves.
He's attracted more than a million followers on social media and celebrity support, including a UK TV personality called Sam Fares. Her fans raised $175,000 for a new PRC rescue centre in Uganda.
No way! Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, brilliant.
Oh, okay, well, this is the building.
I'm on a video call with Alexander Sembatia from Make a Child Smile Uganda, an NGO that works with government agencies to rescue and rehabilitate victims of child trafficking. His organisation partnered with PRC after he was approached by Adam Whittington in 2022.
He took pictures. I am going to sponsor them. I'm going to, you know, take care of them. To me, it was like a God-answered prayer.
Adam visited Alexander in Uganda three times. He was taken to meet trafficking survivors and police officers working on cases. Alexander then raised concerns about what Adam was posting, taking credit for child rescue operations that he hadn't been involved in.
I saw some of the operations that he has posted and I asked him, please, we need to be transparent. You have never done this operation. I think it's better you tell people the truth.
Their partnership included building and running the new rescue centre.
I was so excited. I was very happy. I thought that since we've got enough than we needed, we thought this money can even run this shelter for a full year.
But Alexander only received around $75,000, less than half of what was raised by donors. PRC said it sent sufficient funds to complete the construction, but stopped sending money when it terminated its partnership with Make a Child Smile. It blamed Alexander's refusal to sign a contract and accused him of mismanaging the funds. It said the remaining money has been used to help other children.
I would confidently say the rest of the money have been eaten by Adam Whittington and PRC, actually. And I'm so sorry, actually, for the donors who donated towards this cause.
Sam Fares told the BBC she was deeply appalled to learn the money raised hadn't reached the children it was intended for, and she confronted Adam Whittington with her concerns. She also urged him to do the right thing and release the remainder of the funds immediately to where they're so desperately needed.
I think I did not get to know much about this man. And he told me a lot of how good he's been doing in Kenya. And then he told me the only reason why I want to come to Uganda is that Kenya is corrupt.
The police had investigated PRC's rescue centre in Kenya. Adam says it was a malicious attempt to discredit him. But Alexander still had questions about his other projects in Africa and the missing money.
Because at least they will know where the money has gone. And when I talked about it, Adam became furious. He went mad.
When Alexander started asking questions, Adam sent these voice messages to him, full of strong and abusive language.
What you're trying to show here is absolute propaganda. I tell you now, I swear on my kids, I'm taking you to court. PRC is taking you to court. So I hope you have a lot of money because you're not going to get away with this, Alex. You are a two-faced snake, Alex.
Adam then launched an aggressive online campaign against Alexander, falsely accusing him of stealing money and running a fake charity. I've spoken to dozens of people who've been on the receiving end of his wrath. Most were too scared to go on the record. They've been called thieves, liars, drug addicts, even paedophiles. Soon, it would be my turn. This is the documentary from the BBC World Service.
Hello, I'm Brian Cox.
I'm Robin Ince. The Infinite Monkey Cage is back and we are starting the series with a whole show about trees with Dame Judi Dench. What else have we got, Brian?
We're going to do What a Gas with Mark Miodobnik. Unexpected Science History with Rufus Hound. I don't know what he knows about unexpected science history.
Well, that's unexpected thing. He hasn't got a clue.
No, I'm hoping we're having some experts on there. Exploring with Annika Rice.
No, that's just one of your dreams. The other night I dreamt I was exploring with Annika Rice. And also Alien Life in Glastonbury with Chris Lintott.
Yeah.
Infinite Monkey Cage.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hayley Mortimer, on assignment in Kenya.
A very welcome to Kisumu, ladies and gentlemen. We have now landed at
Kisumu, Kenya, a small city on the shore of Lake Victoria. We arrived during the rainy season. Flooding has caused significant damage here.
Oh, I took a bigger car because of the rains and all that.
It's been quite bad.
It's been raining badly, but because this is 4x4, we cannot be stopped.
Me and my producer, Kate West, meet our translator and guide, Fred, and we begin our journey to find out more about PRC's work on the ground. 50 kilometres south of the city is Nyakash. This is where PRC says it's running its rescue centre. It's a scenic but slow journey, navigating floodwater and the cattle trying to escape it. PRC says its centre is run by a woman called Mama Jane, and a sponsorship programme allows people to send monthly payments to the children in its care. Their pictures were posted on PRC's website, with claims they'd been orphaned, trafficked, or sexually exploited.
The response we've received now, first since we started our child sponsorship programme 2 weeks ago, has been absolutely phenomenal.
Finding the rescue centre wasn't easy.
We're not sure how we're going to be met when we get there. We don't know how much Mama Jane might know about what's being said online.
And we are knocking at the gate to find if someone will come for us. Cody?
So we're in the grounds of Mama Jane's house now. There's no sign of any children.
Mama Jane is an elderly lady called Jane Gorey. She invites us into her home.
We're here from BBC, and we are doing a story about...
Our translator, Fred, tells her we have questions about Project Rescue Children. She agrees to speak to us. She tells us Adam said he wanted to build a rescue centre in the grounds of her property, and that he brought food and footballs, and children from the village gathered for photographs. She said he sent money to fix her roof and install solar panels and a new gate, but he never came back. Contrary to what's said on social media and the charity's website, she tells us her house has never been a PRC rescue centre.
So he says he is sending money to those children. No, my dear, that is a total lie, a big lie. This man came to my home once and I haven't seen him again.
She tells me that she has provided food and shelter for some local children in need in the past, but she has never received any funding for that, not from PRC or anyone else.
Stop him. Please stop him if he's still doing that in another country. Why come to such a poor home and lie? He should be stopped. He is a fraud. That white man is a fraud.
Later, we meet Joseph, a farmer who lives nearby. His son, Eugene, was pictured on PRC's website. He was described as a sponsored child who'd been orphaned, was homeless, or was a victim of trafficking or exploitation. But none of this is true.
It's just me who's been taking care of my son. Not even a penny, not even a cent I've received from anyone.
Not long after Eugene's photograph was taken, he became sick and later died. But PRC continued to use his image on its website and encouraged donations for more than 2 years.
It pains my heart that someone is using the photos of my child.
Adam Whittington came here promising to help. Instead, he preyed on the people who live here, taking pictures of their children and pretending they'd been trafficked, orphaned or sexually exploited, all to solicit funds from abroad. There is no PRC rescue centre because there are no rescued children. And Mama Jane told us she had no idea that her name and her house were being used to raise money online. PRC did not respond to our questions about Eugene. It told us that it stands by its claim that Jane Gorey's home is a PRC rescue centre that's used to assist children. It described our allegations that PRC does not support children as being completely without merit, misleading and defamatory. It said that all funds and invoices for work carried out there were submitted to the Australian Charity Commission, and the land cleared by Jane Gorey was for farming purposes.
And we can't get that done. The volunteers can't get that done without the donations. A lot's going on. So thank you. We're just going to keep cracking on.
The Gambia, on the west coast of Africa. We're at Serekunda Market, the place where PRC says it rescued a newborn baby from traffickers. The rescue you heard about at the beginning of the programme.
Yeah, I get the sense that this is the place to come if you need anything. You've got children's rucksacks to the left, socks to the right, jewellery. We've been through the food market where there's every fruit and veg you could possibly imagine. And as we walk through, all I can keep thinking is just how difficult it would be to find a newborn baby who is about to be trafficked. It would be just as Adam Whittington described, a needle in a haystack.
I've spent months trying to verify this story, but none of the authorities here know anything about it. We were able to work out a rough location of PRC's rescue centre by piecing together information from photographs and documents Adam Whittington had posted online, showing a building with a blue roof and a brand new water tank.
There's a big blue roof.
Yes.
It's a carbon copy of what we found in Kenya. The property isn't a rescue centre, it's a family home. It belongs to a man called David Bass. His son Ibu is a tour guide who met Adam while he was working on the beach selling fruit juice. He was hired as PRC's director in the Gambia.
Who lives here?
I do.
I and my family.
David tells us Adam Whittington visited his house once. He came with footballs and food for the children in the village and said he wanted to build a rescue centre on his land. Like Jane Gorey, David cleared some of his farmland, but Adam never came back. PRC did pay to fix his roof and install a water supply.
The entire family, we are very happy. Yes, we were very happy.
David knew it was charity money that was being used to pay for the work on his home. What he didn't know was that PRC then used pictures of that building work on its website, saying it had renovated its rescue centre. There's no sign of baby Maria here, or any other children, but David says the baby does exist.
She doesn't live here.
She lives nearby?
Yes.
Within days of telling followers about the rescue at the market, Adam Whittington said he'd adopted baby Maria. He asked a young woman from Southampton called Alex Betts to be the child's adoptive mother.
Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. I've got
Alex
Adam
is a social media influencer
CEO
with more than 100,000 followers.
Hey Adam, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me on again.
Adam had met her when they did a podcast together, and soon afterwards he asked her to be PRC's director in the UK. Alex said she was excited about the baby. She felt she could give the child a fresh start in the UK. Alex went to the Gambia to meet her. She took photos and videos playing with a baby, and her posts went viral. Maria's story was eventually seen by more than 40 million people around the world, and the money from sponsors came pouring in. You would think the exposure would have been welcomed by PRC, but Adam Whittington asked Alex to sign a non-disclosure agreement. When she asked questions, the charity stopped her contact with Maria, and Adam, like so many times before, went on the attack, falsely branding Alex a drug addict who was wanted by police in the Gambia. In a statement, PRC said it terminated its contract with Alex Betts because they felt she was exploiting children for social media gain. Distraught, she took to social media.
If the justice is not served in this situation, I may never see my baby again.
Alex told me she was recruited to PRC to bring social media attention to the organisation. She refutes the claims against her and says she's always acted with honest and pure intentions.
And I just don't understand, like, how evil you have to be to put somebody through this torture.
So who was the baby Alex had held, and where is she now? Acting on a tip-off, we drive down a dusty track. Eventually, we arrive at a small compound, a handful of single-storey mud homes. A lone mango tree provides shelter from the midday sun. Goats and cattle are grazing on the barren land. Then, almost immediately after we get out of the car, a toddler appears from behind one of the buildings and starts to walk towards us, crying.
Possible sighting. Oh, she's not very happy.
Hayley, I think that's her.
We recognise her immediately. She looks out of place, dressed in a beautiful pink and white dress, and the same little necklace we've seen in photographs posted by Adam online.
She's just been a picture on the internet for so long. I just can't believe she's here. Like, we've just... Oh, it's quite emotional, actually.
I know, yeah.
And she's just so beautiful. Hi.
Her arms are covered in sores caused by a skin infection. But her mum, who appears behind her, can't afford to buy medicine to make her better. The woman tells us she was approached by Ibu Bass, PRC's director in the Gambia, 3 months after her daughter was born. He told her there were people who wanted to sponsor her baby, and she agreed that he could take her to meet them. She never received any money, but she was given a small amount of groceries, including cornflakes and milk. We then show her the pictures of her baby that have been posted online. We explain that people were told she'd been rescued from traffickers, that a woman in the UK thought she'd adopted her, and that thousands of pounds has been raised for her child. She's in utter disbelief. So just what happened here? The baby Alex Betts thought she'd helped save from traffickers, the child we just met, certainly wasn't trafficked. She wasn't called Maria either. Maybe Adam Whittington's man on the ground here, Ibu Bass, will be able to explain. Not surprisingly, soon after we leave his family's home, the so-called PRC Rescue Centre, he texts to ask who we are and why we've been talking to his father.
Hello.
Hi, Ibu. Yeah. My name's Hayley Mortimer. I'm a journalist from the BBC in the UK. We're in the Gambia and we'd like to meet you to ask some questions. Can you meet us?
He tells me he's now in the Philippines, where Adam Whittington and PRC are apparently setting up another rescue centre. But Ibu says Adam has fallen out with him. They're no longer speaking, so he's prepared to tell us everything.
You know, at the end, he was just trying to use me, and then I can feel that he was trying to put me and my family into a problem.
Ibu, whose idea was it to say that Maria had been trafficked?
It's Adam's idea, to be honest. It's Adam's idea. Because Adam was like, yeah, we definitely need a kid to put on the media. And I was like, nah, that's not okay. Like, Adam, you think you can scam everyone and then, including this poor child, you know, who you use and then get money off her and then use her for your fame and then just leave this child to suffer like that. No.
Why did you go along with that, though, Ibu?
That child was so desperate, in need of help. You know, trying to be good to that child and her mom. I agreed to Adam's plan. And then at the end, he ended up collecting people's donation because PRC, we get a lot of people donating. So if he thinks he can gather all that money and then just go back and then sit down there with his family, I swear, you know, God is watching, man.
Child trafficking is a very real problem, and there are plenty of victims who need help.
But PRC faked the rescue of a newborn baby. They found a child to use as a prop, exploiting her and her vulnerable young mother to raise money online, and pretended to house her in a rescue centre that doesn't exist. PRC insists the story is true, that it did rescue a newborn baby from traffickers, and that it did so in collaboration with the Gambian authorities. It says it's obtained a blood sample from Mireya and invited the BBC to carry out a DNA test on the child we found. It maintains that the Bass home was converted into a PRC rescue centre, but acknowledged that renovation activities may be temporarily paused during periods of limited funding. It also claimed that Mireya wasn't at the property because she was overseas visiting relatives. It's not been possible to find out what's happened to all the money raised by PRC or where it's been spent. Adam Whittington has companies and charities set up in countries around the world, but many of them have never filed any detailed accounts. PRC told us it complies with the Australian Charity Commission, the ACNC. But a few days before we finished making this programme, we contacted the ACNC with our findings. It told us it has revoked PRC's licence. That means PRC is no longer a registered charity.
I'm really concerned by what you've uncovered and told us about. It must be investigated. A fabrication of a story like that, well, disgusts me, to be honest.
Patricia Durr is the chief executive of ECPAT UK, a global network of organisations that works to protect children from trafficking.
It is important to be factual, to be evidence-based. It does not help anybody to overinflate the problem or misrepresent it in any way, shape or form, suggesting that groups of children are being abused or exploited and therefore you then have a right to kind of use their images to raise awareness is just not acceptable.
Adam Whittington is currently living in Russia. He did not respond to our request for an interview. He continues to post updates about PRC's work, including the rescue of another newborn baby. Since we began our investigation, content has been removed from PRC's website and Instagram has suspended Adam's account. He's launched an online campaign against me, calling me a liar, a rogue journalist, and accused me of bribing people we've interviewed. Last week, there was even a court hearing in Kenya, where he tried, unsuccessfully, to block this programme from being broadcast. He's currently travelling back and forth to the Philippines, where a new fundraising campaign has been launched. He says it's for another PRC rescue centre.
More countries are wanting our services, more requests for help from different parts of the world. And to be honest, if we had enough manpower and enough funding, we would be in every single corner of the globe. That is our goal, long term.
That's all from this edition of Assignment with me, Hayley Mortimer. The producer was Kate West. To hear more in the series, go to the bbcworldservice.com/assignment.
In the mid-2000s, there was a wellness trend that was all the rage. It was called the alkaline diet, and it was pioneered by Dr. Robert Young.
Breakfast should start out with a fresh juice.
But he didn't just promise weight loss. He promised a miracle cure.
She was desperate. She wanted to feel better.
Everyone's dying. Why is everyone dying?
From Campside Media, Dorothy Street Pictures, and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Dr. Miracle. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.